MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into a special edition of Up on Game.
And I got my friends here, and friends takes on a different meaning with the fellas I got on right now. Of course, the great Matt, my man who was the CRO for DraftKings and a creator of DraftKings, and the G Friends, Gary's friends. Yeah, Gary B. Fellas, we're going to talk about what you guys have going on with this year's fantasy football, a collaboration between Gary and DraftKings. Matt, DraftKings, Gary, Gary's friends, NFTs, all kinds of stuff, fantasy football. I'm so pumped up about this. Been working with DraftKings.
I feel like I'm going to run out and tackle someone, Lamar. You got me going around.
Yeah. Let's go. You got to get pumped up for this, man. And when you talk about getting pumped up, Rainmakers, like, first off, where did the name Rainmakers Football come from? It's a dope name.
Maddie?
Yeah, we had this thing, Make It Rain, for years. If you've seen, everyone's seen DraftKings advertising. We're like one of the, you know, bigger ones that you'll always see on the football games and everything. So we had this Make It Rain tagline with like R-E-I-G-N, and it just kind of built out from there. I think it makes a lot of sense in fantasy. You know, you have those players that are really just going off, earning tons of points. It's kind of like the rainmaker, you know, it's the people who are really making your team like run up the score. So I really love that connection.
All right. How did it apply to you, Gary?
I've been making it rain since 1982, LeVar, so...
I know, that's right.
Well, for me, you know, actually back to 19... Actually, that's crazy. 1982, a year that Washington won the Super Bowl. I know that well,
right,
because that was my first football season as a fan. I was living in New Jersey. I became a Jets fan. They made it to the AFC Championship game, which was the game before the Super Bowl. They lost to the Dolphins, who the Skins at the time beat... in the Super Bowl, and I was like, oh, this is great. Like, I didn't know it would be 16 years before I'd get back to the AFC Championship game. But for me, fantasy sports has been a huge part of my life. I actually didn't play a lot of fantasy football because I was so diehard Jets that I was scared to like draft the running back who'd play against the Jets and
felt like a traitor.
Exactly. I would get mad when I was in the stands. I would see like fans that I'd season tickets with clap for like somebody catch a ball against us when we were booing. And I was like, what's up with that? He's like, oh, he's on my fantasy team. And I thought it screwed up the whole fan situation, but over to, you know, I got a little guy. He's all about it. And I played hardcore fantasy baseball for 30 years. And when DraftKings came along, I was already very busy in my professional entrepreneurial career. And for anybody who's listening that knows, fantasy sports takes real work and time if you want to win a ring. So the whole daily fantasy thing was just remarkable for me. So I got into that. Then obviously the NFT explosion of, you know, a year and a half ago, Matt and I, our business associates, VaynerMedia and DraftKings work together. So we know each other through that lens, but we also, you know, as happens in business, occasionally you start building friendships, common interests. So we were both deep into that world. And as I was building VFriends and as Matt was building his, you know, incredible trading prowess, he's definitely known as a mover and shaker and trader in the NFT land. We would talk a lot about utility, utility, utility. It's not just about the collectability. It's not just about the art. And to Matt's credit, somewhere in his, you know, DraftKings cave for 3 or 4 months, it felt like he was in the lab cooking something up. He was busy, I was busy, and out of nowhere, I got pinged. He's like, hey, I think I got something. And, you know, I'm, especially with people I care about, if somebody pitches me something, I want to give them the best candor I can, because if they're going to go through it, you know, 99% of business ventures and businesses fail. And so, you know, he's like, I got something. NFT land is somewhere I'm very deep. And he goes through it. And I was like, wow, I think you might have something for real. Like, there wasn't much when he pitched it the first time that I saw that didn't make a ton of sense to me. And so as it became more real, we were talking more, and it just became obvious. I was like, he was, or I was, I don't even remember, but we're like, what about a VFriends league? So VFriends is my big NFT project. I got 350,000 people in my Discord. There's a lot of people that, you know, love American football. It's a global audience, so I say American football. And we've put it together, and I put up a bunch of prizes for my very valuable VFriends. And more importantly, as everybody who's listening knows, fantasy football isn't about the money. It's about the clout. It's about the trash talk. It's about, were you right about Jonathan Taylor? Were you right to take a flyer on Michael Thompson? You know, is Elijah Moore a steal, or am I just picking with my emotion? So, you know, that's all, that's what I'm excited about this year.
How does this product differ from the current DFS product that's out there right now, Matt?
Yeah, nothing's actually changing with the existing daily fantasy product. That is a, you know, millions of people are playing that, and nothing at all is changing there. But this game is, I think, really tapping into, you know, the intersection of a lot of different interests that our audience have, and in some ways that maybe we haven't historically done. You know, people often will say it's like an intersection of their collecting behavior, like NFT collections, breaking sports cards, trading cards, even just like trading, anything, stocks, as well as, you know, fantasy sports being a huge interest area as well, and just trying to predict things and, you know, estimate like what will go well or not. And, you know, so it kind of intersects all of these worlds. And yeah, we're doing it a way that I think really only DraftKings can do from a few different standpoints. Like, we're creating a game that, you know, through the ownership of NFTs, you're able to compete for prizes every week without paying any fee. So just owning the NFT of a player means you can use them in your lineup. And so that's, I think, a really new, deep, like, use case for NFTs. That's the direction I think the space is headed, is people aren't just buying digital collectibles to hold them with no utility. Like, they want to use them, they want to play them, they want to earn things, compete for things. So, like, this whole play to earn, or however you want to call it, movement, I think this is right in the center of that, and probably the best case, the best example of it really in the space so far, a couple years in. additionally, you know, we have this daily game that you have no kind of long-term commitment. You can come on and play once a week. You know, you don't have to play week two if you play week one. This, it starts to build up that sense of building a franchise. Like, you're building a collection. You own it over mm-hmm. time. If you, you know, lose interest in a certain player and you don't want to ride them anymore on your teams, you can, you know, list it for sale in the marketplace. If you want to invest and pick up somebody that you think could have, you know, a promising future for the rest of the season, like, you go out and you can pick them up as well. So it has this idea of, you know, you're actively managing your collection throughout the year, and whoever you have in your collection, that's who you can build fantasy teams with. So it's really that long-term kind of build and then use your team to compete that I think is different here.
Now, in the whole NFT world, which, Gary, you have made NFTs super relevant in so many ways. I think, first off, I think it's brilliant what you guys are doing. I'm in the NFT space. I haven't done any launches or anything like that, but we're working on it, and we've had great questions and conversations about the relevance of what the NFT represents. And you're talking about being able to trade these NFTs as trader cards, because that's kind of what NFTs are at this point, right? It's something that we used to use that was tangible, but now it's digitally driven.
It's the first and obvious use case, to your point.
Yeah.
And anybody other under 18 on Earth, between Roblox and Minecraft and Madden and 2K and Candy Crush, going back OG Farmville, people have been trading, you know, that's just, to your point, that's been coming, and now it exploded because mm-hmm. there's decentralized servers, Web3, blockchains. To your point, the fact that there's also utility, like VFriends also gives you a ticket to a super conference that I do every
right.
3 years.
Exactly.
In this version, it does something you already love, but you get to play. You know, what's great about this is you get to play three times. You get to play with the cards that you get.
Yep.
You get to flip them during the season while you're playing. But when the season's over, you know, for example, here's a hope of mine. If Garrett Wilson goes off, that's his rookie NFT.
Right. So the value of that NFT is through the roof.
It could, listen, who knows how life plays out? It's a very strong hypothesis that's how it plays out. More importantly,
but that's the idea of it.
That's right. But here's a nuance. This is where Matt really got me. I'll never forget that. I was in the car driving, dropped off my kids from camp. So I had a long drive. So I really chopped it up with Matt on details. And I said to him in this scenario, I go, but Matt, when these Rainmakers are done this year, next year, does anything happen? And he said, there'll be things. He didn't say every card, every token, but that's when my head said, okay, these guys are really thinking about this long-term. It's not like I have to buy, you know, with sports cards, you know this, you had some pretty rookies. I had some LA rookies, especially early in his Penn State jersey with the little, you know, Washington logo. So, you know, but every year a new card would come out. Mm-hmm. And you have to go and get it. The fact that this can have utility. And here's the thing. Let me just drop some overall knowledge for everyone who's listening. Here's the thing that everyone's missing. In 25 years, I just want everybody to hear this loud and clear. This is different than comic books, sneakers, and trading cards. In 25 years, the new CEO or leader. I mean, I'm not going to predict that the founders of DraftKings are going to be there in 25 years. They might want to be there. But if somebody comes along and they say, for the 25th anniversary of Rainmakers, anybody who has these originals, correct.
I know where you're going.
That's right, because it's still in your wallet. Go to this website, click in, confirm that you own it, and you get to go to the Super Bowl. Or who? What people haven't figured out yet is NFTs are like a key forever. And for the people that run the show of an NFT project, they can create a new door at any time.
Of experiences.
It's huge. I'll give you an example. Back to celebrities, legends like yourself. You might drop something. And then in 10 years, just out of mood to do right by people that supported you 10 years earlier, maybe along the way you pick up pickleball or you pick up golf and you fall in love with that. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to do this. Hey, remember those original NFTs I did in 2022? For my 2032 golf celebrity tournament, I'm going to pick 10 random people that own one of that and you can come. It's a forever game, and that's game changing.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many, so doing, I'm thinking like you do a draft for fantasy football. So how are you guys doing it by player? Is it like a league? Are y'all saying we're doing X amount of leagues and there's X amount of offerings of NFT cards for each player within that league? How should we be viewing this? Like how many Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady's or Aaron Donald's or this defense or whatever, how many of those are going to be available in terms of and how are y'all valuing them? Do they all start off at the same value? Like what this seems like this would be like an obsession. Like for me, I'm a coach. And I love trader cards, and I'm not big on gambling, but I love DraftKings, and obviously I'm a big supporter of DraftKings. How should we be looking at this? Because you could get totally immersed in this.
Yeah, this is, you know, I feel like I'm qualified to run like the U.S. economy after building this ecosystem.
I'm sure.
You know, the supply and the pricing and the pricing and all of that, it all come together. I mean, so first things first, like we definitely didn't want the game to be like what you would think of as like pay to win, or where, you know, whoever has the most money just instantly wins every week, because that's not fun for most people. It's fun for like one person. So we created five tiers. There's the sort of most accessible is core, which you can play for free. If you were spending money to improve your team, you're probably talking about like $10 to $20 for the whole season. So core tier is really built for just a really large, you know, casual audience that wants to try the game without a lot of investment or commitment. And then from there, each tier progressively becomes much more scarce. So it's a rare tier, elite, legendary, and Rainmaker is really the top tier of competition.
And, okay.
You know, at the very top tier, you'll be talking about each player having 8 total cards in the entire game. So there'd be 8 Aaron Rodgers, 8 Patrick Mahomes for the whole, you know, platform. And this is DraftKings had 4 million plus users on the platform last year, you know, playing fantasy and sports betting and stuff. So this tier is very scarce. And so that's where I think some of the digital scarcity and the kind of collectability really is probably at its peak, is when something is that limited. And then as you go down, rule of thumb is it's about like 5x the supply as you go to different tiers. So there's like 50 legendary cards of each big player.
Okay.
There's about 300 at elite, and then so on, you know. So it becomes much more reachable, and the prices are kind of commensurate with that supply. So it's like a lot more affordable to play core or rare. And if you're playing at Rainmaker, like, I mean, you're probably a pretty serious, you know, five-figure type investor.
GB.
Yes, sir.
You did this with your Uno cards. One of my buddies got one of the elusive cards in the box. Is this like the same approach to the Uno cards?
Yeah, like, you know, you may know this about me because you're giving me good love and I appreciate it. It means a lot coming from you. I grew up very immigrant, like scrapper kid, you know, like lemonade stands, shoveling snow. But where I really started to make my first mini bag was like when I was 12 flipping sports cards, because I'm 46. So that 1987 to 1992 window in sports cards is similar to what just popped off. It was the last time it was like universal, like there was nobody in my sixth grade class that didn't collect cards. And so, you know, I've known that game forever. So when I created, you know, and then Garbage Pail Kids were the big jam.
I love Garbage Pail Kids.
You know,
who didn't love Garbage Pail Kids?
And my brother's 11 years younger than me, so he caught the Pokemon thing, which went completely bananas.
Right.
So with VFriends, when I was building it, I was like, oh, I'm going to do the trading cards. And then I had a business meeting with Mattel, and they're like, we'd love to collaborate. And I'm like, what's up with Uno? We did a little collectible thing. So that's what you're referencing. But that's exactly what it is. In the Uno pack, the Gary B character, the little B that's named after me, was like the one that sells for $1,000 on eBay. So everybody was buying those $20 Uno boxes really just to see if they could get that card. Same with Rainmakers. I did a live show with Kalish where I opened a bunch of packs and they all sucked, but I had a little bit of money still in my DK account and I went and bought an expensive pack and I pulled a crazy Justin Herbert and we were going wild. I'm getting DM'd every day, getting offered real paper for it.
Right.
Because what's, again, this is where, and this is why I keep going back to this, because obviously I want people who are listening to, you know, go to check out DK and join the Rainmakers leagues and specifically the VFriends league, because I'm putting up extra prizes. But I want everyone to leave here actually learning something. You know, the fact, you know, it's one thing to spend 4,000 of your points on Justin Herbert on a DK normal game on a Sunday as you're building out your team and you want to win. It's a whole nother thing to own a very rare Justin card that you're going to use to win every Sunday, but then still have an asset when it's over.
Well, you're making your asset go up in value is what you're doing, basically, right? I mean,
back
you
like
guys
trading,
need,
back like
you guys need
cards.
A legend. You need an NFL legend on this with you guys. I'm offering myself up, Matt. Like, you know, because I'm just telling you right now, if you're winning with your fantasy football guys and you have one of those rare cards, you're winning value, but you're also taking the value up of the card that you're using to win in your league. So if somebody wants to take that Herbert card and say, hey, I'll pay you right now for that Justin Herbert so I could add him to my team, you just cashed out. And that person may take the value up even more based off of how they're winning. And that's how the NFT world works, right? I mean, if you really think about it. And then you connect that experience. I'm like loving this because for me, I love fantasy football. And it's almost like listening to what you guys are talking about. It's like you almost got to create a salary cap in order to be able to create the type of fantasy football team you want with your DK account and what it is that's taking place. So Matt, I mean, is a DK fantasy football make it rain Rainmakers salary cap, is that in the making for this? Like, are guys really going to be GMs over their NFTs?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the way I look at all of this is we have our customer is like somebody that doesn't just want to sit on the couch and watch the game. Like, they like predicting things. They like an investment in the game. They want to stand to win something. Everybody has different risk reward kind of mindset. Like, some people like whatever parlays where you can win 100x your bet. Some people like, you know, safer 50-50, like blackjack or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so we try to cover the whole spectrum, but that's our audience. And, you know, 10 years ago, it kind of sucked to be a sports fan in the U.S. There wasn't really a lot that you could do down this lane. Like, maybe you played season-long fantasy baseball or you did, like, a pool at your work. But there wasn't a lot of games. And so the DraftKings platform, you know, starting with daily fantasy, sports betting that opened up in 2018, like, we were on the forefront of all of that. We had the first app that ever launched in New Jersey in terms of, like, a legal regulated sports book. Launched an iGaming platform. And now this to me is just a natural progression where this is like a very DraftKings product, right? We're the only one who can even do it, to be honest. I mean, the reason people take like EA Sports Ultimate Team, the reason that you can't play for prizes is they don't have gambling licenses. They don't have, you know, we can operate games that, you know, have risk reward propositions, that have payouts, prizing. And so when we jump in, it's like, yes, we're doing everything that you would do in EA Sports Ultimate Team, Madden, if you want to like build and improve your franchise. But also we're putting up $30 million plus in prizing this season, you know, before selling one thing, just guaranteeing $30 million plus in prizing, you know, that's tied to the performance of how you play the game. Also, we have the exclusive relationship with the NFLPA, so we're working directly with the players.
That's big.
You have, you know, it's officially licensed. You may have seen our spot with Kevin Hart that Gary and I worked together on. We had Lamar Jackson, Zeke, you know, Stephon Diggs. It's like A-list, top tier people that you're probably drafting in the first couple rounds of your fantasy draft are representing the game. And so just that tie-in and connection with the players is immensely worth it. You know, I've talked to people about things like, okay, who's the biggest competitor to Madden that like doesn't use the player IP, right? Like,
yeah,
no one plays those.
I was about to say there isn't anyone. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You
no
can
one
put a monopoly.
Collecting football cards with no IP. It's Panini owns it, right? So it's like you have to kind of collaborate to bring an authentic game to market. And so we're the only one that can do that. So it makes me feel really confident in the prospect of like what the next 5 years will be.
Hey, you know, the NIL is out here right now,
oh,
Matt.
Oh boy. I mean,
you know that NIL.
LeVar, hey. I don't know if you know this, my brother AJ is an NFL agent and we have Vayner Sports, and NIL changed I think a very big reason we were able to sign Des Ridder, the QB in Atlanta now, was because we crushed for him on NIL, right? Like, NIL has changed everything. And honestly, and I mean, listen, there's not a lot of humans on earth walking around that were bigger college superstars than you. I'm sure when you saw that go down, you know, I love hanging out with the OGs because you talk to, you know, I hang out with Dominique Wilkins one day and had breakfast.
My God.
Like, and yeah, he's a legend. And I was like, how do you feel about these the seventh man on a basketball team to get to this now, making more money than you made in a career in a season?
Right.
And that's what always happens. That's what always happens with sports. But when the NIL thing went down, luckily, thank God, you transitioned to the league and had a real career, as you know.
Sure.
You know very well. So many people.
It doesn't happen that way.
Top five college guys. They don't get it. But the money that they could have made with NIL in that 2-year window
just in college. Or that they could still be making now. My jersey's still one of the highest. You know, I'm going into the College Football Hall of Fame this year, right? And my jersey is still one of the top selling jerseys in state college and for Penn State fan base to this day.
Lamar,
you know what I mean?
I'm in the point of my career where my calendar has fancy meetings in it almost every day.
Sure.
My man Tyler Schmidt, who runs 1:37 p.m., saw that I was doing this podcast and lost his goddamn mind. You know, I mean, the impact, you know, just to give some roses since we're on the show. Listen, there's 5 or 6 guys that come to my head in the last 30 years that when they were in college, that's that season, you know, Reggie Bush, you, like there's some guy broke the pop culture barrier, you were that guy.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. And I appreciate what you guys are doing. I mean, this is amazing because the game, like, look at it like this, right? Technology can be the biggest, you know, comrade, can be the biggest component of growth and buy-in and amazingness of the game and of sports. Or it could be the biggest detriment. It could be an ally or it can be an enemy. And by doing this, Matt, like what you guys have created, I'm sitting here and I'm like, yo, I got to tell all my people about what this is and what's going on because it raises the stakes. Like it's one thing, casual NFT collectors, like, all right, it's like, okay, I get to go to this event. Like you're selling, a lot of people don't realize mm-hmm. that you sell experiences with NFTs. Like That's I've been right. really dissecting this, right?
That's right.
So you're selling these experiences. If we start taking it down that lane, look, I said we start taking it down this lane where the rainmakers is selling the experience. Like, I don't know what you guys are saying in terms of prizes and stuff like that, but even more than just cash prizes, could you imagine having an opportunity to do the draft live, like the rainmakers draft, do it live, like have the people there, like on the clock, like, hey, it's on the clock. Like, I'm getting him. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be pretty exciting for you, man.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, if something takes like a week to figure out, Gary figure it out usually in one day. So the first time I talked to him about the game, he instantly said, we're setting up a V-Friends League here. Because he, I think, saw people with their community want to play games. That's like a very popular way that you connect with your community. And like even in the case of, you know, you're making these podcasts, you have an audience that's following you, they love the content. There's a million podcasts that people could download and listen to, and they're listening to yours. So like this sort of platform give you a way to really reach out to your community, compete with them, play a game. It's free. It doesn't cost anything if people don't want it to. You know, like I was saying, we have this core tier where you don't have to spend money, but you can compete and play. And like the way Gary kind of made it uniquely V-Friends, you know, he took stuff out of his personal collection, like put up a top prize. We actually picked it on a podcast, like an original Gary-owned V-Friends one, you know, very valuable. And then, you know, we just added some depths. So anybody in the top thousands winning something in the league, you know. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Gary's going to be competing with his community, and then lots of people will have a good experience, I think, winning something.
Let me give you a preview.
You know,
Let me give you a preview. I'm going to whip everyone's ass in my community. None of the V-Friends are winning. None of the V-Friends are winning anything. I'm winning. I'm winning every damn week. They can come and try to take that prize, Matt.
They could try.
I put up the prize, but I'm going to take it home.
You and your MV friend. Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Before we wrap this, give me the main points of why this is it. Like,
I'll give you mine, and then, Matt, you take us home. Everyone's trying to figure it. You know this, LeVar, because you're in it and you keep your ear to the ground. Right now, everyone's trying to figure out what this NFT thing is. No different than when I launched an e-commerce site in 1996. The internet was after internet stocks went down, everyone's like, see, the internet's a fad. We are in this perfect moment right now where you have everyone's heard of it now, and most people are trying to figure out, they think it's just a collectible.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person, this was why I got so hot on it. Every single person that wants to be relevant in the future and understand how technology works. And by the way, the iPhone and Spotify and TikTok and podcast, it's all technology. So you gotta know, everyone who likes fantasy football on earth that also wants to understand why NFTs are gonna matter for the next 100 years should put their toe in the pool through this framework, because it's easy to understand. Even people listening real quick are like, oh, I get to use those NFTs to set my team, and then I get to keep the NFTs and sell them if I want. Nobody should just play, in my opinion, if you play DFS, you should play DFS, because you know that, you love that, but you should have at least one Rainmakers team just to learn where the world is going.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep for a sports person. That's pretty deep, man.
I think so.
It's heavy. That's heavy stuff. Go ahead, hit him, Matt.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, try the game is what I would say. You can come on and you open a starter pack that gives you the full lineup. You know, you have a starting team right away without spending anything. And I think any new game, especially something right now in, you know, market conditions aren't necessarily the best they've ever been. People are skeptical usually about new things. And there's that like cynicism, I think, is automatic. It's like a human reaction to protect yourself from bad things happening without actually having to think at all, you know? So if you're just automatically cynical about any new idea like Rainmakers is NFTs, that sounds like, it must be some kind of like nonsense, you know? That's a natural human reaction. And so the way to combat that, I think, is to try it, get a little bit more information, educate yourself on the game, talk to people playing, you know, see what appealed to them about the game, because it's not a one day, one week, one month thing. You know, we have long-term agreements with the players. We're building a platform. You know, we don't even at DraftKings build something new every year. It's like every, I think it was 4 years ago, we launched our last product, which was iGaming. So, you know, we're not taking on new things every year. And when we do, it's because we think it's going to be massive. We think it's going to be hundreds of thousands or millions of people playing. And so it's not going anywhere. It's not going to run away from you. And if you're coming in with that orientation of, like, I don't know about this thing, just try it. You know, you don't have to rush in and go crazy. Try it free, talk to people, learn the game this year.
There's so many different directions you guys can take this in. I mean, I'm happy to do this podcast, but one thing I tell you, I love progress and I love innovation and I love forward thinking. That's why I'm aware of, been a fan of DraftKings and been a part of DraftKings as a part of Two Pros and with Up On Game. And as far as with you, GV, like everybody like takes bits and pieces of what you got going on and apply that to the growth and development models of what's going on if you're out here trying to live in this world. Man, I hope we could keep this conversation going on because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, the Super Bowl is in Arizona this year. Like, yep. There, I mean, you're talking about conventions for Gary V and the V friends. Like, let me tell you something. You create a convention off of this one, Matt.
Yep.
Whew.
I agree.
Woo-hoo.
They can do a lot.
I'm telling you, a draft convention, a Super Bowl, like awarding the winners and all that stuff. Like I'm saying, so the free packs are you get like just like if you got the bubble gum, you got the piece of bubble gum in the card pack. The free dips, they're predetermined for you. You're getting them and it's predetermined. And then now you got to start thinking like, do I want to stay in the free? Or do I want to start like investing in like trading my card? Like, is that where this is going? Is that where this is at right now?
Yeah, you're ripping packs. So when you open packs, you could get anything. You know, there's a spectrum of like Gary on stream when he found the Justin Herbert legendary. It was like, I think he spent $400 and people were offering him $4,500 for that card. So like he hit
LeVar,
a 10X
real quick
or something.
On that, though. Real yeah. quick on that, LeVar. That was the pack I picked. DraftKings picked me a bunch of packs, and the only thing I got in there were Patriot tight ends.
Huh. So,
yep.
Yeah. I think they sandbagged me on purpose, LeVar. I was really upset.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That wasn't nice. That wasn't
all right.
Nice.
Now let me ask you this: if you get a whole bunch of the same position, how do you because I really want to understand how are you building out your rosters with what's going on? Like explain that. How are we building out our rosters as a consumer?
Packs is one way, and then the other way is on the marketplace. So when you open the pack, then you have a portfolio of all the cards you own.
Yeah,
you can list on marketplace the ones that you don't want
like to any with. Other NFT on the blockchain.
Yeah. So if you want like Tyreek Hill or something week one and you don't have him, you can browse the marketplace and find somebody that's trying to, you know, list it for sale and you can pick it up. And then when you're building your teams, you just take the cards you own and you put them in the roster spots. So you need like a quarterback, a running back, wide out, you know. So it's like a traditional fantasy team. If you've played, you know.
Yeah, sure.
How that feels. And so yep. In this case, the NFTs fill the roster spots, and it doesn't cost anything to play. You just need to own the NFTs.
I want to do it, and I want to kick Gary's ass. Let's do it. There it is. I'm calling him out. I'm calling you out on right here on this fair podcast. That's why I was brought on to host this deal. I'm kicking GB's ass.
LA, I'm ready. Let's keep this combo going. I'll reply to that DM later. Thank you for having us on the show.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys coming on. This is Rainmakers Football DraftKings edition. This is amazing. I got my man Matt. I got my man Gary B with me. And I tell you what, if you're listening to this, you're probably already late. So get your tail moving. Jump on the blockchain. Jump online. Check it out. The link will be made available to you. Make sure that you get involved, get going. I stamp this as a former NFL guy and someone who understands how this all works. I stamp this personally. Make sure you check it out. I appreciate you guys coming on, man. This has been an amazing, exciting. This has been exciting for me to do this one here. So let's keep it going. I look forward to us doing another podcast at some point. to talk about the what's going on, what's the latest, the developments, because this has a whole lot of tentacles to it as it applies to where this can go. So super happy for you guys, super excited about it. And hey, don't forget to include your boy, man. This has been LeVar Arrington, and I'm signing out.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.